Now, following their roaring success with the production of Sunshine on Leith last year, the Billericay Operatic Society return to the Brentwood Theatre next month with another great musical production, Our House. It revolves around the legendary band, or the music of the legendary band, Madness, and it's a very British musical, and is coming to the Brentwood Theatre for 6 performances from the 12th of March. The production is by the Billericay Operatic Society, and here is Jane Granby to tell us all about it. Welcome, Jane.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to be here again.
Oh, it's lovely to see you. Thanks for coming out on such a dismal day. Our House the Musical, it's a very British musical set in London. Can you give us an idea of the plot?
Yes. It's based in Camden Town. Yeah. Our House tells the story of Joe Casey, who on the night of his 16th birthday takes Sarah, who is the girl of his dreams, out on their first date. But to try and impress her, he breaks into a building site overlooking his home on Casey Street, which is owned by a high-end property developer. The police turn up, at which point, watched by his dead father, Joe's life splits in two: the good Joe, who stays to own up, and bad Joe, who runs. And we follow the lives of both good and bad Joe throughout the show until the end, when we discover which decision he made of how to spend his 16th birthday.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that must be quite difficult to stage something like that.
It's a very complex show.
I would have thought so. So first of all, how do you differentiate between good Joe and bad Joe on stage?
Right. Good Joe tends to wear white tracksuits, okay, or white costumes, yeah, and Bad Joe is in black,
right,
red, and the company as well, we sort of reflect as well. So any company on stage, if it's a good Joe scene, we're dressed in blue and white of some sort,
right,
and if it's a bad Joe, then it's sort of red and black.
Wow.
So, yes, I think the audience need to keep their wits about them. But if they can understand that concept,
yeah,
then...
So it must be an awful lot of costume changes then, is it?
Yes, oh. I've got 10 costume changes.
Oh, wow.
And Matthew, who's playing Good Bad Joe, if he's not on stage, he's changing his costume.
Right.
And they are, like, very, very quick,
okay,
like seconds.
He should be an identical twin, really, shouldn't he?
Yeah, that would come in handy at times, yes.
So we all know Madness, but tell us about the music and some of the songs featured in the production.
Well, I think I've been quite surprised being in the production. I knew certain songs. I knew House of Fun, Baggy Trousers, yeah, Driving in My Car. I didn't know that they'd written Wings of a Dove.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
High and Low, another one.
Yeah.
There are several songs in the show that you think, oh, is that a Madness song?
Well,
they're really lovely.
I know, yeah.
You know, you tend to associate Madness with full-on, you know, lots of energy.
That's right.
And there are some really lovely ballads as well in the show.
Mm. Well, they've been around a long time, haven't
yes.
they? And they're still working today.
So well, they're still doing gigs and so forth, aren't they? I think a couple of our... A company went to see them recently.
Right, yeah, yeah. Still good value as well. Well, I think we ought to hear a bit of Madness, don't you?
Yes, definitely.
Let's have House of Fun.
Welcome to the House of Fun. Saturdays, today's hope. If you serve, I'll be on my way. Welcome to the house of fun. Now I've come of age. Welcome to the lion's den. Temptation's on his way. Welcome to the house of fun. Shop. Try the house of fun. It's quicker if you run. This is a chemist, not a junk shop. Party heads, simple enough, clear. Comprehend, he said, we understand. Do you hear? A pack of party heads with the colour tips. Too late, Gorgon's her gossip. Well, hello Joe, hello Miss Craven. He had returns from the day. Welcome to the house of fun. Now I've come of age. Welcome to the house of fun. Welcome to the lion's den. Temptation's on his way. Welcome to the house of fun. Welcome to the house of fun. Now I've come of age. Welcome to the house of fun.
Lovely. That's Madness and the House of Fun, which is featured in the musical Our House, the musical. I'm here talking to Jane Granby about the Billericay Operatic Society's production that's coming to the Brentwood Theatre next month. Well, Jane, you mentioned your costume changes just now.
Yes.
What role are you playing personally?
I've got a couple of little cameo roles.
Okay.
I'm a head teacher.
Okay.
I'm also an aunt.
Okay.
And then I'm in the company.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a lawyer. Don't forget that one.
It's a busy show for you too. And of course, I believe you're the choreographer,
yes,
aren't you? Yeah. So what's been involved in producing all the dances? It must be a lot of work.
There's a lot of different styles.
Right.
It's a lot of energetic party type dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's also some sort of more... No, they're all very, very different styles, every single
okay.
piece of music, and also very high octane. So
yeah, well, yeah.
That's the big thing, is making sure the energy stays up the whole way through
Absolutely.
The dance.
Well,
and singing, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, listening to that last song, I can imagine the guys with their trousers rolled up and dancing up and down, waving their arms. And
yeah.
It's pretty energetic, is it?
It's yeah. very energetic.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Yes, I mean, we tend to say to the company, if they're not huffing and puffing by the end of a song, they've not just been putting enough energy into it.
Well, that's why they're all so fit, isn't it? Yeah. And I'm guessing that as it doesn't seem to be a period piece like some of your previous productions, the costumes won't have been much of a problem, or am I wrong?
Yes, we've sourced the majority of costumes ourselves, along with Vinted and charity shops.
Right. So what period is it actually set in?
I think it's probably set back in the 80s,
okay.
but I think it's the type of show you can put into any sort of period.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So it's just modern day dress.
Yeah.
We have had to hire a few things, like the Elvis costume for the wedding scene in
okay.
Vegas.
All right.
There's a clown in it. There's a dog in it.
Right.
There's some very strange things in
Sounds
it along
wonderful.
The way.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, we've hired a few bits and pieces, but generally it's been sourced by ourselves.
Fantastic. And you must be rehearsing like mad now in the run-up
to it. Twice a week we're up
yeah.
to.
Yeah, how's it been going?
Good, good. We did our first full run-through last Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And it went amazingly well.
Good.
Which is really good. Still a few bits and pieces to fine-tune.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's definitely on the right road
good.
To being a very big
and
success.
And no mishaps, I hope.
No, not so far.
Good.
And hopefully not in the future.
Good. No. Okay. Well, let's go back to last year. What are your memories of last year's production, Sunshine on Leith? I mean, that was another great show with some great music in it, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Yeah. No, very fond of that. We had a lovely week at the Brentwood Theatre with that. And again, to sell out audiences who thoroughly enjoyed it, lots of standing ovations.
Yeah.
So, yes, very fond memories. Mm. And we... every week we do the show, we raise money for CHESS, which is a Chelmsford-based homeless charity.
Brilliant, yeah.
They run a change programme to help homeless single adults regain control of their lives. And the audience, and I say it wasn't us that raised it, the audience raised over the week £1,704.56.
Wow, that's absolutely brilliant.
So that was quite astounding.
Yeah.
And it just means that they can carry on doing their good work.
Yeah, fantastic. Happy memories and a very good cause too.
Yes.
Brilliant. Well done. So we speak about this each time you come in. You tend to come in once a year when you're doing your latest production. And in the last few years, you've always been looking for men, I understand.
Yes, we can always look for men.
You've got plenty of ladies in the Biliary Key Operatic Society.
But and our men are going up.
Oh, good, yeah.
We had another young man joined us for this show who's doing really well.
Great.
His first show with us. And a couple of young men who joined a couple of shows back have got really nice, good parts in
good,
the show.
Good.
So all I'd say for anybody who's interested in wanting to be involved in musicals or drama or even backstage, there are loads of opportunities there, particularly for men.
Okay, sounds good.
Women, you have to fight against to get parts.
Okay.
Men, it's a little bit easier.
So there's a chance for me yet then.
Maybe.
Okay, so back to Our House, the musical. Can you give us a rundown of performances, where and when, etc.?
I can do, yeah. But I do have to say that all the tickets are now sold out.
Oh, wow. And this is, what, 2 weeks before? No, three, four?
3 weeks, yeah. yes.
Wow.
So, yes, the last ones went about a week ago.
Okay.
But
well,
yes,
just for information,
there might well be returns or people who are ill. So we're performing Tuesday the 12th of March to Saturday the 16th of March. On the Saturday, we do two performances, 2:30 and 7:30. Rest of the week, it's the evening performance. And we've been charging £20 for our evening tickets and £19 for the matinee.
Fantastic. Well, that's unbelievable. Really, really pleased for you. Now, Our House was the winner of the 2003 Olivia Award for Best New Musical and has since gone on to tour both nationally and internationally to great acclaim. Writer Tim Firth explores the themes of love, family values, growing up, responsibility and dealing with losing the people that shape us. So it's a very human story, but I bet it's a lot of fun as well, isn't it, Jane?
Yes, and that's very true. It's very much a show that takes you up and down through all the emotions as it goes through the show. I mean, a lot of it is right in your face and funny and quite raw. And then there's also love and loss.
Right.
It's a lot of emotions.
Sounds absolutely amazing. Well, thanks very much, Jane, for coming in on this awful day. And good luck with the production. Roaring success. Well, it is already, isn't it? So,
yes.
So, Our House, the musical at the Brentwood Theatre for six performances from the 12th of March. So let's play out with the theme song from the show. This is Madness and Our House. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our
house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down and a mess is not allowed.
Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house,
wakes up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school, sees them off with a small kiss.